Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And welcome back on a beautiful Tuesday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Chris Bryan and Austin Price here with you as always. And Chris, got a loaded slate on this Tuesday, but it starts with this Helene situation.
Yeah, it's been a busy day so far. Around noon today, I was monitoring the Fox B-roll line, and they updated. At that time, it was potential Tropical Cyclone 9. Well, now it's known as Tropical Storm Helene, and very soon will be known as Hurricane Helene when it makes that kind of transition into the Gulf. Yeah, the tropics active, and we're going to have Travis Thompson on at 5:35 this afternoon from the Escambia Operations Center, just to let you know what's going on locally. Not that there is any concern here whatsoever of this storm hitting our area.
Right.
But what about the rip currents or the storm surge, things like that, that could maybe affect us? Not saying it is, but we're going to find out from the pro, Travis Thompson, in 5:35 on News Radio 92.3.
And also here, one of the top stories that happened overnight, we had a report from Arizona police saying that a campaign office for Vice President Kamala Harris damaged by gunfire happened overnight Monday at the DNC campaign office in Tempe, just outside of Phoenix. And state Democratic Party officials said several shots were fired into the office. And this comes just days before Harris is set to return to Arizona on Friday. Luckily, no one was present in the office when the incident happened.
I know the Fox crews are all over central, the Big Bend area of Florida right now, and even down into the Miami area. So they're covering the storm pretty well this afternoon. In fact, Florida's Gulf Coast communities are urging residents to complete preparations in advance of eventual hurricane already named Helene. Fox's Evan Brown reports from Broward County.
Helene will bring a lot of rain to Florida's Gulf Coast at a time of year the ground is saturated and flooding is the norm. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says 4 or 5 inches of rain will cause problems in lower-lying areas.
There is no stormwater system that can expel that amount of water in less than 2 hours. So we need everybody to understand that.
That rain will also come on top of storm surge, which by Tampa could be 5 or 6 feet. The Florida Big Bend could see surge higher than that. Evacuation orders could be coming soon. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, ensemble model guidance targeting landfall. This is kind of where it's all moving towards at this point. Eastern Florida Panhandle is the target range. We're talking Panama City, Apalachicola East. Landfall happening on Thursday. This will generate impacts on the west coast of Florida with target emphasis placed north of Tampa, St. Pete. Saw early reports today coming out of Fox. Lines of over a mile long in the Tampa, St. Pete area for sandbags.
Yep.
They're taking this storm pretty serious down, and they should, right? They should.
Right.
So just to let you know what's going on, we're going to fill you in. Of course, let me remind you again, Travis Thompson from the Escambia EOC in today, live on the radio, 5:35, News Radio 92.3.
And speaking of News Radio 92.3, something that we're often known for is giving you traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still got some backups there, as we do every day this hour. Also, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox backed up as well. And Fairfield Drive, that's a newer one. If you're traveling westbound on Fairfield towards Palafox, that is also backed up. Outside of that, it's more of the same. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Highway 90, the usual areas, you know what it is. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. And as we bleed into your Wednesday, we're going to have some pretty high chances of thunderstorms, about 70 to 80% chance. Wednesday's high is going to be an 87 with a low of 71.
FDOT pretty busy today. Also, they're adding an addendum to that list that you just went over here, bringing along a little patient required as you head home this afternoon. Motorist accessing Highway 29. This is southbound via a temporary on-ramp for transitioning right there onto the 10 freeway. Eastbound is in place. Directional signage is also in place to assist drivers throughout that work zone. Get this number, and this is pretty substantial. Over 62,000 commuters travel through that corridor daily.
Also, speaking of the roads here, FHP says that they're looking for a driver that fled on foot after a crash on Gulf Beach Highway this morning. Happened around the intersection with Atlanta Avenue. A Nissan sedan reportedly turned in front of a Lexus SUV, and the Lexus ended up crashing into a utility pole and a street sign. The driver, a 52-year-old Pensacola woman, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, luckily. Troopers say the driver of the sedan fled the scene on foot, and if you have any information on the driver, you should contact FHP.
Okay, 417, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, Chris Bryant in on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, Bands on the Beach tonight. Did you forget about that one?
No, I did not, because I got some friends going.
It's, of course, curtain rises over on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage, 7 o'clock this evening. What is it, Crosstown? I think that's the band. Crossfire, something like that?
Well, you know what? I can pull it
no,
up.
No, it isn't. It's Crosstown.
Oh, okay, cool.
Saved by my notes.
I was about to say, good thing you got
absolutely.
You had yours up.
So you can bring along those blankets and beach chairs. Just leave the pets and glass at home. And also, a programming note for you this afternoon. The best of SEC soccer returns to Pensacola this fall. We will be talking about it. 5:20 this afternoon. We're going to have Amy Marquez in from Pensacola Sports, and we will be discussing the 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams coming in November 3rd through 10th. They'll be over at Ashton Brosnahan. Third year Pensacola has this tournament. Tickets now on sale. Take advantage of this big deal. This put this as top priority. PensacolaSports.org. Amy in 5:20 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
And speaking of programming updates, just want to let you know. All right, so here's the dealio. Typically, high school football is on Friday night, and we have our game of the week on Friday nights at on ESPN Pensacola.
Hope you're following this very closely.
Yes, please follow it closely. Yesterday, we were informed, or I was informed at least, that the game of the week was going to be this Thursday on News Radio 92.3. Well, today I was informed, because of concerns about incoming weather, we are going to push the game back to Friday. So Tayton Navarre is on Friday night back on ESPN Pensacola. So if you are caring to listen to that game at all, do not listen here on Thursday night. Listen on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM Friday night.
But if you want to listen to Dave Ramsey, by golly, crank it up.
Yes, on Thursday night, Dave Ramsey will be there. That should be rather constant. All righty, we'll take a quick break here as it's just about 4:20. When we return, we got details on a lawyer who represented George Floyd's family, now representing an NFL star in this state. We got details on that and more after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs, and they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months. Or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to combine with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Florida State. How you do it is equally as important.
The Florida State Seminoles travel to Texas this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup with the SMU Mustangs.
FSU battles SMU Saturday at 5 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Touchdown, Florida State!
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on that we wouldn't normally be used to at this time. It's just some of the usual areas. I-10 traveling towards Palafox, Highway 90, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway. We also maybe have a little bit of issues lingering on Fairfield Drive if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox. We don't really see that too much at this hour, but that congestion is starting to break up. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. And as we get into your Wednesday, it's going to be pretty rainy, 70 to 80% chance of showers throughout Wednesday with a high of 87 and a low of 71.
Well, I will tell you this. Fox and the B-roll department today rolling out some pretty interesting stories. I wanted to share this with you. And good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. Today, Republicans are now criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris over her immigration stance. Fox's Peter Ducey has the latest from the White House.
The head of Russia's nuclear test site has given an interview to a state-run newspaper. Andriy Sinitsyn promises his country won't conduct any more nuclear weapons tests on one condition, that the US also refrains. Sinitsyn, though, told Rossiyskaya Gazeta his facility is prepared to get to work if called upon. He says it's recently been made fully ready in response to improvements made to American testing infrastructure. Moscow last conducted a nuclear test under the Soviet regime in 1990. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Yeah, if you were following him very closely there, Austin, the key line there is, as long as the U.S. vows to do the same.
Yeah.
That was the caveat there. Now let's get to the part where Peter Ducey has dissected the Republicans and the way they feel about Kamala Harris.
The Harris campaign cannot tell us whether or not she's changed her position on a 2019 stance she had, making people brought to this country illegally as children U.S. citizens. Axios is reporting Harris pledged in 2019 to take four executive actions as president that would give 2 million Dreamers a path to citizenship and shield more than 6 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. Asked this week whether she'd take those same executive actions, her campaign declined to answer.
Well, that's not a terrific look there.
No surprises, though, I can tell you that.
Well, that's the thing.
You mean she declined to answer?
Yeah.
Surprise.
When you're already kind of, when you're infamously apprehensive with the media, that's not a good look. Mention this before we went to break earlier. A lawyer who represented George Floyd's family, now working for Tyreek Hill, the Dolphins wide receiver, announced yesterday he hired civil rights attorney Devin M. Jacob. Hill wants the Miami-Dade police officer who handcuffed him in a traffic stop 2 weeks ago to be fired. Jacob says Hill intends to continue the national movement for necessary police reform that Floyd's death started. He says Hill is also demanding Congress pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act.
Okay, coming up in less than about 5 or 6 minutes, they just released from the National Hurricane Center the 4 o'clock numbers for us. So we'll check that out in about 7 minutes. So stay close for that one. If you're buying or selling that home, you know, Christine Leavenworth and I had a great chat about this on the show on Monday about how these the 50 basis points, the reduction of the Fed, how that really impacts home buyers and home sellers. Gotta hope you got a chance to check out that interview. If you didn't, we archive these darn things on our website. You can go back up there. Where can they find this?
On the podcast page on newsradio923.com.
There you go. And Christina kind of lays it out very succinctly in terms of what this really means. Let me give you the numbers for today. Mortgage Daily News is reporting the 30-year rate a little higher, 6.20%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage a little lower at 5.55%.
And we've been talking about Helene a lot, of course, for obvious reasons. Well, Texas sending help to the state of Florida as they prepare for it. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott says that his state understands firsthand the importance of being prepared for a storm. And the deployment of Texas Task Force 1 includes urban search and rescue workers. And they're bringing high water rescue vehicles, boats, and specially trained dogs. So it's good that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are two peas in a pod. It's good that they're kind of, you know, best buddies attached at the hip, because Abbott helping us out from the Lone Star State. How about that? Also, nearly 36 Florida laws will go into effect next week. One of the 34 measures that has drawn the most attention will impact the homeless population. The legislation will prevent people from sleeping at public buildings, benches, and along sidewalks. Local governments will get to set aside designated areas for those experiencing homelessness. Other laws going into place on October 1st include enhanced penalties for retail theft operations and for immigrants who are arrested on felonies after illegally re-entering the country.
Yeah, and I mentioned to you, I'm going to be giving you an update. This is really some good stuff here. Coming up now in less than about 5 minutes or so, we'll talk about the latest numbers. Some Helene. Interesting, it really hasn't picked up much speed. It went from 45 to 50 miles per hour. But the degree of coverage on that cone seems to be moving more on towards the west coast of Florida. In other words, east.
Right.
So we're watching this. I got the latest information for you. Thanks for having us on today. This is News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, just about, well, honestly, you've been talking about 5 minutes away from this, 5 minutes away from that. Well, we are 5 seconds away from our outro music playing as it starts right now, and we get into the Fox break. But as we do, I will say Israel and Hezbollah continue to trade fire a day after the deadliest day in Lebanon in almost 2 decades. Israel said it killed a commander of the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group in an airstrike on Beirut Tuesday. Lebanese officials said more than 500 people were killed, including dozens of children and women, in Israeli airstrikes yesterday.
Okay, coming up at 5:20 a.m. Amy Marquez with Pensacola Sports. We're going to be talking about SEC Championship Soccer.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Justice Department is suing a Visa for alleged antitrust violations. Fox's Kristen Goodwin.
Attorney General Merrick Garland accusing Visa of illegally blocking competition for debit card services.
We allege that to maintain this monopoly power, Visa deploys a web of unlawful anti-competitive agreements,
accusing the company of entering contracts to discourage potential rivals from competing.
Visa's general counsel argues customers choose the company because of what she calls the reliable network. Florida taking precautions as a tropical storm appears to be strengthening as it barrels their way.
Here along the barrier islands of Franklin County, Florida, a mandatory evacuation was issued at noon today, all ahead of what's expected to be a major hurricane. Hurricane Helene forecast to make landfall later on Thursday in the Big Bend.
Fox's Mike Seidel. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 83, the S&P 500 grew by 14, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ went up by 100 points. Novo Nordisk's top executive testified to the U.S. Senate today over the high prices of the company's weight loss drug Wegovy and diabetes treatment Ozempic. Senator Bernie Sanders arguing Novo Nordisk charges Americans substantially higher prices for its injections than it does for patients in other countries. The Commerce Department is seeking a ban on the sale of connected and autonomous vehicles in the U.S. that are equipped with Chinese and Russian software and hardware. Former President Donald Trump threatening John Deere with a 200% tariff if the agricultural manufacturer moves some of its production to factories in Mexico. Shares of Deere dipped after the announcement. U.S. crude oil futures for November around $71.50 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Washington Commanders have been down and out for a long time, but now their fans have hope with Daniel Snyder no longer in charge and a ton of excitement around Jaden Daniels. CJ Stroud last year showed you could quickly go from the NFL's outhouse to the penthouse, and the performance we saw from Daniels against the Bengals will only intensify that optimism that Commanders fans haven't had in a long time. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Wasn't too much going on the roads last couple times we've checked it. We had some problems in our usual areas. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. And maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of that, and maybe some minor issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 87, low of 71, but expect some heavy showers. Pretty high chances of storms at around 70 to 80%.
Okay, a tropical storm, Helene, is expected to make landfall as a major hurricane. This is well east. We're talking about east of Panama City, Apalachicola, into the Big Bend area. 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Central, they did release the latest from the National Hurricane Center. Let me give you this. If you're tracking Helene this afternoon, it's located 19.7 north, 84.7 west. In kind of map terms, about 155 miles east-southeast of Cozumel, about 150 miles just off the western tip of Cuba. That's where it's located. 50-mile-per-hour max sustained winds. It was 45 our last report, so it's increased somewhat. So we're going to watch this. Let me just tell you that a tropical storm warning has been issued for the Middle Florida Keys. If you're familiar with this area, it's around the 7-mile bridge to the Channel 5 bridge. Very well-defined piece of property there. A tropical storm warning has been issued for the Gulf Coast of Florida. This is from Flamingo northward to Anclath River, including Tampa Bay and west of Mexico Beach to the Walton Bay County line. So that's the latest, and that's where we're looking at it right now. So just be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Not that there's anything out there for us to really digest at this point, but we're watching it for you on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, always watching and always keeping you updated on the tropics for sure. All righty, going to make a segue a little bit into some sports headlines here. And, you know, we always talk about sports at around this time. Always got a lot to talk about, but there is especially so today some hard-hitting headlines here. I'll start in the MLB. The White Sox, Chicago White Sox. Hey, anybody? Throughout this season, they have been unwatchable. Well, they could make history tonight, and not in a good way. If Chicago is defeated at home by the LA Angels, who have about, how many more wins than them? 27? No. What was the number? 27? I think it's about that many more wins. So very much a possible loss. If they lose to the Angels tonight, the club will have lost its 121st game of the season. Wow. That would set the record for the most losses in a season in baseball's modern era. We always knew that that was at risk of happening with the trajectory they were on, and now that record is staring them dead in the eye tonight. Also got a pivotal series beginning tonight between the Braves and the Mets. Got a lot of Braves fans here. The Braves are currently sitting right outside of the wild card hunt in the National League standings. They are just behind the Diamondbacks and the Mets. So that is a pivotal divisional series there. Could decide whether the Braves make the postseason or not.
Okay, 440, 20 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. A former football player really announcing some disturbing news, admitting that he had Parkinson's disease. He was up on Capitol Hill. Fox's Jared Max has more on this trending story.
Members of the committee, my name is Brett Favre, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to testify here today.
Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on Capitol Hill Tuesday before the House Ways and Means Committee to testify about federal welfare reform and disbursement of temporary assistance for needy families. While speaking before the committee about a defunct drug company that Favre had backed, he revealed a serious personal medical condition.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others, and I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Just over 2 weeks shy of his 55th birthday, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre revealed he was recently diagnosed with a progressive brain disorder, Parkinson's disease. Jared Max, Fox News.
He has a rough road ahead of him. And prayers go out to Brett Favre this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, he's not a very good person because of this. That doesn't mean Parkinson's, someone suffering from that is okay, or that that's deserved.
No one deserves to suffer from Parkinson's.
Yeah, it's one of the worst things that can happen to a person. Also here, we've got the WNBA playoffs resuming tonight. In the first game of the night, the New York Liberty will look to close out the visiting Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is set for 6:30. In the late game, league MVP Asia Wilson and the Las Vegas Aces have the chance to advance to the semifinals when they host the Seattle Storm. That game is set to start at 8:30.
I know, and coming up this during the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk about some of the NFL matchups. What happened to the Bengals in that game last night?
I'm loving it, whatever it is. As a Steelers guy, I'm as happy as a lark, Chris. Yeah, no, the Bengals, though, their downfall is quite perplexing. 0-3, and you've got losses now to two teams. Losing to the Chiefs is fine, especially when you lose barely.
Right.
But losing to two teams that won four games last year. And I don't know who was starting for the Patriots in their win over the Bengals, but I know that the Commanders had a rookie QB, Jaden Daniels, out of LSU.
Yeah.
And to give your alma mater credit, they produced quite a stud.
Yeah, they were lighting it up last night, let me tell you. But Joe Bo and Jaden,
right?
But what happened to Joe Bo?
It's just been a downfall for the Bengals. And as I said, as a fan, it makes me happy. But as a journalist, just from an observational point of view, it is quite a question mark for sure.
A very interesting week of football with you kind of complexing the whole darn thing here, moving our broadcast schedule around.
Yeah.
Do you want another stab at that real quick here?
Yeah. Okay. So high school game of the week.
Okay, listen closely, everybody, and try to follow this.
High school game of the week is always on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, every Friday at 7 p.m. We were told yesterday, it's going to be Thursday on News Radio 92.3, but because of inclement weather, it has now been moved back to Friday on ESPN Pensacola. So Navarre at Tate, if you want to listen to that game at 7 p.m. on Friday night, do so on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
You did that very well.
Thank you.
And in fact, I followed you
If you want me to simplify it more, where you would normally expect the game to be, it's now there.
Boom. Well, we need to talk about UWF, their rough battle with West Alabama.
Yeah.
35-33. They fell in double overtime. But the here's the one that really just gets you. It was a GSC game.
Right. It's a tough conference, tough league.
It really is. So UWF heading north, my good friends, to Grand Valley State in Michigan. Saturday non-conference game.
As I said, I believe they've got double-digit wins in each of the last 3 years, a double-digit win count. So Grand Valley State is a powerhouse, to say the least, of these past few years.
Oh, really?
So for UWF to have a heartbreaking loss, as you said, conference opening loss, going on the road very next week, road opener. That's going to be a tough scene, but I think the Argos have a chance to pull it out. Of course, they've done very well.
You follow the high school environment pretty well around here. Just off the top of your mind, don't want to put you on the spot here. Who's one of the top high school teams in this area?
Tate.
They're the big dogs, huh?
Yeah. Obviously, like, you got Niceville, who's always looking good.
Right.
But Tate's unbeaten right now, I believe. And, they dominated West Florida last week. They're really popping off.
Let me just run down, if you don't mind. It's a really short schedule this week, but let me just run the games down. Starting Friday night. No. Let me go ahead and start and do the Thursday game. No, they changed that. That was the Tate game.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We've been through this.
Let's stay with Friday here then. Okay, it's going to be Pensacola Catholic hosting Freeport this week.
Catholic should have that one made.
All right. Then Booker T hosts Escambia this week to start its district schedule.
Escambia has had a bumpy start, but I think they're better than Washington. But they're going on the road, so I don't know. You said that's a divisional matchup, right?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's a good one. That's a good one to tune into.
Okay, Patriots against aren't the Crestview the Bulldogs? Aren't
yes.
they the Bulldogs? Patriots go against the Bulldogs Friday to kick off its district schedule.
That's going to be a big moment for both teams, but I think especially Pace, because I don't think people really know where they stand right now. It's a matter of, okay, excuse me, my goodness. You lost to Catholic, and it's like Catholic's one of the better teams in this area, so that didn't really tell us where you stand on your own. And then you've beaten up on some Alabama schools, but you can't expect people in this area to know too much about Andalusia, though they looked pretty successful these past few seasons. So Pace has just kind of been like a pretty fuzzy area here. They need to start playing more and more local competition. Then we'll see where they stand. So Crestview will be a good start to
that. Makes sense. Milton will be hosting another one of those bad boy teams from Panama City, Mosley, Friday night.
Mosley.
Yeah, you don't have to make excuses on that one. Then we did the Navarre Tate, and we did the debacle on that one, right?
Right.
We totally messed everybody up on that game.
Tate should have that one.
Okay. Another Panama City bad boy team coming up. Pensacola High takes on PC Bay.
That's going to be interesting because Bay, I think, is pretty good. Pensacola, though, they've had a pretty sharp turnaround when you look at how they've been these last several years and how they are today. They're not a great program. It's not like they're the best here, but they are looking pretty good.
Okay, the Chiefs up there in Northview hosting Escambia County, Alabama, Friday at 7. You don't know much about the Escambia County, Alabama teams, do
you? I'll take Northview.
Of course you will.
I guess.
That's the safest bet to make.
That's the game I just know least about. No offense to them.
Okay, so that's some of the sports we thought we'd run down for you.
Alrighty, Wall Street closing higher as investors largely shrugged off a weak consumer confidence reading. A sharp rise in NVIDIA shares helped boost markets despite economic worries. Stocks struggled after the conference board's consumer confidence index suffered its biggest monthly decline in more than 3 years. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points to 42,208. The S&P 500 added 14 points to 5,732. And the NASDAQ rose 100 points to 18,074. Man, we got to talking about high school sports. I didn't even do traffic and weather. Forgive me. Luckily, there's not too... I swear, I'm a professional.
It looks pretty good behind you.
Well, I was about to say, there's not too much going on.
The transition from the 110 freeway over here to Davis looks good.
Right. There's not. There's a little bit of congestion in that area. Nothing too severe. Hopefully, whatever congestion is over there will clear out soon. I-10 itself, traveling westbound and eastbound towards Palafox Street, slightly backed up as it usually is at this hour. And then it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight.
Okay, one story it's a trending story we're following very closely. And you probably heard something, some tidbits about it. Let me kind of straighten it out. Mayor Reeves is now saying the city of Pensacola is considering new ordinances that crack down on camping on public and private property. You've heard versions of this over the past few months.
Right.
This approach is ahead of a new state law, that is House Bill 1365, that goes into effect on October 1st and prohibits local governments from allowing people to regularly sleep or camp on the public property. Mm-hmm. So it's everything, the ball's in motion here is what we're talking about. The City Council of Pensacola voting Thursday on whether to adopt a new ordinance banning camping on private property and on amending an existing ordinance that bans camping on public property. Did you follow that?
I believe so.
If you did, congratulations.
All righty.
Yeah, did good.
Just about 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break.
But I told you we had a smart audience.
But when we return, got some updates on chemicals linked to cancer, and they've been found in a place where you absolutely wouldn't want them. We got details on that scary, vague lean in and more after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Sonia Duckett with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola Thursday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can reduce back pain and achieve your body goals with non-invasive treatments at Trinity Wellness. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how with Trinity Wellness and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's right. Two Boston songs in 1 hour. Now we're just totally unhinged here.
Shivers up my bones.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:53 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before we get into that last quick check of the roads and weather. So I'll touch on this first because I hinted at this before we went to break. Close to 200 chemicals linked to breast cancer are used in food packaging and plastic utensils. A new study shows that 76 breast carcinogens from food contact materials can be found in people. Researchers reported their findings in the journal Frontiers in Toxicology. This comes as rates of early onset breast cancer in younger women are increasing.
Okay, while we're talking about medical issues here, the FDA is out with a new pet food advisory that if you have little monsters running around, you need to hear this. This is Fox's Sue Guzman. She has more on this trending story.
The FDA has issued a warning for pet owners who feed their animals Answers brand pet food. Certain varieties have tested positive for listeria and salmonella, and the manufacturer Liston LLC has issued a voluntary recall now out of an abundance of caution. The affected products are Answers 4-pound half-gallon cartons of Detail beef formula for dogs, straight beef formula for dogs, and straight chicken formula for dogs. Liston LLC says it's working with the FDA and stands by the safety of its food as it looks for ways to mitigate pathogens from growing through the use of fermentation and probiotics. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
You see, I kind of solved that whole problem. I actually cook my dog's food.
Yeah, you've mentioned
fresh
that.
Fresh cook, you know. Give them only the best, if you know what I mean. Okay, FDOH Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa Animal Services. While we're in the genre of our furry friends here. These two fine organizations are hosting a drive-through rabies vaccination clinic. This is for dogs and cats. Happens on Friday. The clinic opens from 4 to 6 on the PSC, Pensacola State College, Milton campus, 5988 Highway 90 in Milton. A vaccination certificate and rabies tag will also be provided. You're darn right they're going to be provided. Those are important little things to have.
Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. The worst looking spots are just I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox. Got some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Last but not least, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. So the typical spots that give you issues this hour are doing so now. And as for the weather, 86 degrees with a low of 75 tonight. And tomorrow, high of 87, low of 71 with a good chance of thunderstorms.
I'm going to frame this under the heading of Americana Panorama. How about that?
All right.
Okay. Get your
That's
attention.
A mouthful.
Get your attention there, doesn't it? Well, there is a musician who has been honored in unique fashion on Capitol Hill. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the details from Capitol Hill on Hello, My Name is Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
The United States Air Force Band playing the iconic hit I Walk the Line during the unveiling ceremony of a statue of the country music legend and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
His mind was intensely curious and non-judgmental, and he never lost his sense of wonder.
Johnny Cash's daughter, Roseanne Cash, sharing advice from her father, which includes choosing love over hate. Cash's 8-foot statue is now one of two statues from the state of Arkansas. Each state is allowed two in the Capitol. Earlier this year, Arkansas added a statue of civil rights leader Daisy Bates. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Yeah, Roseanne Cash was a great artist in her own, and she just kind of disappeared. Yeah. Great DNA on that one. Hey, in 7 days, get ready for the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, October 1 through 6. 127 songwriters performing at 21 venues across the area. For a complete schedule, including special events, go to PensacolaBeachSongwritersFest.com.
And Lady Gaga's new album coming sooner rather than later. The pop superstar announced that she's dropping Harley Quinn this Friday. Gaga is calling it a companion album to her upcoming film Joker, Folie à Deux. In the movie, she plays Harley Quinn alongside Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, and it is set to hit theaters October 4th.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes. I pronounced the album name as Harley Quinn because that's the name of her character,
sure.
But I think the album's just Harlequin.
I will tell you, it scares the heck out of me. It's a great role.
She's good for roles like that.
Oh my gosh! Hey, speaking of great roles, and I was discussing this with our big dog boss around here the other day. Waterfront Rescue Mission launched the Hope for Her program. This is an important program. They did this back on September 3rd. Quickly discovered. And there's an immediate need for those program services. Get this. On opening night, 14 women arrived in need for a place to stay. That number now soaring. 28 beds now for overnight guests, 14 beds for women involved in their own specific programs. The mission is giving women basically a safe place to lay their heads at night and access to services they really need, want to help, and they could sure use it. Waterfront Rescue Mission is looking for clothing donations and women who may be interested in volunteering at the shelter. Some good things here. Just you can contract Christina Mathis over. She's the program manager over there at the Waterfront Rescue Mission, and she can take darn good care of you. And we're going to try to get Christine on to specifically roll out that program for us.
Yes, and the U.S. Postal Service is restarting its free at-home COVID-19 tests offered by the end of the month. The program will allow U.S. households to order up to 4 COVID-19 at-home nasal swab kits. The kits will be available while supplies last, and the U.S. Health and Human Services Agency, which oversees the COVID testing, has not announced an exact date for ordering to begin.
I want to tell you, earlier today, 12 noon actually, they did their brown bag opera affair down on Tarragona Street. 75 Tarragona Street, and kind of giving you a flavor of the opera, things like that. Well, opera aficionados, this weekend is the 20th anniversary of the Jukebox Gala. That is Pensacola's Opera's previews of the upcoming season with an evening of music, a lot of great food celebrating the opera's 42nd season. Corey McKern, Pensacola's artistic director. You heard Corey on the show yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
Talking about things, the Jukebox Gala, 6 to 11 Saturday. And they will roll this out at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Big, big night. And this is going to be an exciting night. Talking about all of the great performances coming up in 2025. So if you are an opera aficionado, your place to be, Hilton, Saturday night, Pensacola Beach.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.